DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
3 o'clock hour on the Hockman and Crowder Show.
And Solana.
You forgot.
He does sometimes. I laugh because he forgets his own name.
Your name's on the show, brother. It's in the top right of the screen here, bud.
You do it about two or three times a show, and I just let it ride. But I think about it more than you do.
I didn't even notice. I didn't throw it out there. Damn.
You did it yesterday a couple times.
Hurting my own branding.
Bro, I don't know if you ever see me smile, you didn't say your own name. Because I don't want to cut you off. I just say. Oh,
all right. Well, Jimmy, delete that from the pod. We're going to. 3 o'clock hour on the Hockman Crowder and Solana show. Welcome back. All right, so we have a lot to get to this hour and in the next hour as well. Kyle Seeloff is still going to join us. Appreciate Will Manto, who joined us in the last segment. By the way, Jimmy sent us, we were talking about this yesterday, Jimmy sent us the update that Red Panda did, in fact, break her wrist. Like, that was reported yesterday. Broke her wrist. So, sending our well wishes to Red Panda.
Yeah, thoughts and prayers.
Man. Get right, Panda. Play that song coming back, Jimmy. Panda, 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 Panda.
What do you type it? Jimmy just went. He just ran over to the board. Jimmy, what do you type? I got to know what you typed in. Panda, BD6, which is our music bed file, and Panda. Is that what you just typed in? I got to know.
Yeah, that's what I typed.
All right. Yeah.
It's designer.
No, don't even tell him. Jimmy, you find it. You find it. I want to see what he finds, what he plays.
What happened to that guy?
I don't know.
Oh, no. He went crazy on a plane and pulled his pants down. You can look it up. Yeah, he kind of lost it a little bit. Yeah.
Designer dude?
He was a one-hit wonder for sure, but he went crazy on some plane. This is months ago, though.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that. I had no idea. Well, no, I mean, what happened was, like, Kanye West, before Kanye went full Nazi, which is still a weird statement.
Didn't he apologize? Isn't he done with that now?
Yeah. Oh, I guess I don't know. I'm listening
until next week. Again.
Yeah. But I think, like, he brought him into the fold, and then they had their big song, and then he kind of blew up. But then, you know, when the guy most responsible for blowing you up turns into a Nazi. I mean, you know, you kind of got to carve out your own lane. I'm not sure taking down your pants in an airplane is exactly how you're going to get back into it.
Well, on the scale of becoming a Nazi or indecent exposure in public, of the two options, probably indecent exposure on a plane.
It's a good point. It's a good point.
You know what? You know, the lesser of two evils. I'm with you, Josh. Yeah, lesser of two evils. You know what's funny? It's I try to now with my two older kids, I try to like play songs. I'm dropping them off at basketball camp this morning. I play songs from my childhood, and they hate all the Jeezy, all the T.I., all like all the rap that I like. They hate it because they're listening to Fat Boy the Plug, whatever this guy's name is.
They'll appreciate it when they're older.
But remember the Boys in the Hood?
Yeah,
it was. Yeah, Boys in the Hood sell anything for profit. So I went to listen because I just popped up in my mind that song. It was Bad Boy South. So the start of the song is Diddy talking. And that's the only thing that got the kids' attention. I played four songs before that. They didn't care. When they heard it, they're like, is that Diddy Daddy? Oh, you're playing Diddy? And I'm like, man, y'all are news cycle kids. Man, just listen to the song.
Dangerous game.
Yeah, dangerous game.
Let's do headlines here. Brought to you by our friends at Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Hey, Crowder, you asked Will Manso about Damian Lillard. It sounds like Will Manso's down. Will Manso just wants somebody. And I'm with him. Yeah, like, yeah. He wants somebody. So I don't know if you guys saw this, but there was a report by Chris B. Haynes that said that the Bucks and Lillard's relationship strained months or weeks ago. And he basically said that about a month ago, Dame's agent reached out to Milwaukee and let them know, hey, Dame wants to rehab back in Portland. He wants to live with his family. He wants to stay with his kids. He wants to rehab back in Portland. And he said on NBA TV, Chris B. Haynes, quote, I was told that some people within the Bucks did not approve of that. And there was kind of some back and forth right there. I think that might have gotten the ball going or at least put some ideas in the heads of the Milwaukee Bucks that kind of led to this decision. And then now his agent is saying basically like Dame stoked about this entire decision. He still gets his $113 million. He doesn't have to live in Milwaukee, which he never wanted to do. And he gets to choose his next team. I don't know, like what's your take on this? I know we kind of brushed on it yesterday, but now talking with Will and, you know, kind of letting it fester for the past 24 hours. Crowder, are you down for the Heat to sign Damian Lillard? They'd have to make some moves, clear up an open spot, but they're going to have to pay him. Like, this isn't, hey, come play on the cheap. I mean, they're going to have to give him something. I don't know what that is. And knowing that at the end of the bench, he's not playing for the first year, no matter what.
Yeah, and it's funny because you have to think about this. I'm not Bruce. I'm not Pat. But you got to talk about the money. He's a $50 million a year guy. So you sign him and pay him 50 to sit on ice and rehab for a year? Or how does a contract work out? I'm with Will. If he comes back in 2 years and he's the Dame Lillard that I've watched for the last decade, that's what we've needed. We've needed automatic offense. We've needed scoring. We need somebody that can take over a game offensively because Bam is like Bam's game's not that. And Tyler's not a one. Tyler's not an alpha. He's a very good player. He's not a Hall of Fame type player. So we need that. But what's it going to do to your team next year while Dame is rehabbing in Portland, but you're paying him $40 million, $50 million? Like, I don't know how that looks. But to Will's point, hell with counting pocketbooks. What I like Dame Lillard to be here in whatever it is, 14 months from now, starting as the point guard for the Heat, 100% yes.
But is it necessarily a guarantee that it would be necessary to stash him? Like, is there going to be a team that pays him that while he's hurt? Or is it going to be a wait and see? Or like, because I don't want it to be a scenario where the Heat are all of a sudden competing against themselves to sign and stash Damian Lillard for $50 million a year. If nobody else is going to do it, you might as well just wait it out until there's a real sweepstakes to sign him when he's fully healthy. Now, it makes sense if you can get a discount if he's willing to take that because he's getting paid still by Milwaukee. So if the Heat come with a generous enough offer on top of what he's already getting from the Bucks, maybe then it's worth it. But if there's nobody really else that's trying to chase after him to sign him right now, you might as well wait and try and convince him when he's healthy.
But if
even though yesterday I was arguing to stash him.
But that's my thing, too, is he's making, what is it, 22? The stretch is $22 million over the next 5 years. That's what I read. So he's already making $22 million. He's a $50 million guy. Is he going to let the next team pay him $30 million?
No, well, don't forget, though. He turns 35, I believe, in the next 2 weeks, coming off an Achilles tear. He's not getting $50 million a year. All right, like, he's just not. That's crazy. And I think what he'd probably be after, remember, he's getting $113 million. He's getting $113 million guaranteed over the next 5 years. So he's cashing in. I think what Damian Lillard is going to want is a winning situation, a situation where he can rehab, he can be a part of an organization, and when he is healthy to return, probably next year, likely, that he's going to be in a situation that's going to help him win a title. Remember, he hasn't won one. That was the reason he wanted to leave Portland. He wanted to go win a title. You know, Portland was home. He loved Portland, but he was tired of the organization. He didn't want to go through a full rebuild. So I think, you know, that's the question for him. Maybe he'll take a little bit less. He'll probably want a long-term deal, guaranteed money. Maybe he's willing to take a little bit less and be team-friendly if he's guaranteed an opportunity to compete for a title. I think that's what it's going to come down to. Like, can the Heat, if they want him, can they sell him on, hey, by the time you're ready to come back, here's what our plan is. Here's what we're expecting. You, Tyler, Bam, whatever it is, we expect to be in this conversation.
And you're really gambling on his recovery. But KD came back from a torn Achilles, and KD looks amazing. He's KD, and we know about his championship and all that, but his offense is still Kevin Durant, top 10 scoring in the history of NBA offense.
Bro, his numbers were insane. Like, they were great last year for a guy at his age coming off an Achilles tear. Like, it was unthinkable 20 years that somebody would be putting up those numbers at that age coming off of that injury. Bro, nowadays, Crowder, you know, man, like, nowadays,
the medical stuff, the medicine, the
attention that they're getting, I guess you never know, but I mean, how many dudes are suffering ACLs, come back 6-7 months later, and they look better? You know, like, it just,
it's got, you know, gamble on his, it's like, you know, see what happens when he comes back. But to Josh's point, I don't know how this is going to go, but I do believe a team is going to give him a contract while he's injured. Hopefully it's team friendly. Hopefully it's less than what he is. Somebody will give him some money, Josh, and say, hey, take a year. And then when you come back, now we have Damian Lillard on our team, the old Dame Lillard, betting on his health.
Literally the old Dame Lillard, though.
I would want to give Dame time, Dame dollars, his money, and wait for him to be back right, then gamble on him not being right.
It's literally just, I want someone with a name that I know has played good basketball in the past.
Yeah.
Like, who's not going to be a malcontent. So maybe Durant wasn't that guy, but maybe Lillard is someone who's going to be, all right, I'm here trying to win. I'm not going to blow things up in the middle of a season.
I don't need a game. I don't need a name, Josh. He could be named after Elon Musk's daughter. X4 times 7 equals R417. I want somebody that can score 10 points in the fourth quarter no matter when you give him the ball. That's what we're missing, and that's what we need. Get out the way. Give him the ball. He's going to go get us 5 buckets.
You saw Jonnu Smith said he finally feels appreciated after getting traded to the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, because he's making $8 million more than he did last year. I feel $8 million makes you feel very appreciated.
Well, let's see how appreciated he feels when his targets are cut in half because there's 17 other guys on that offense that are going to want the ball over him. He makes it easier, but like, Jonnu, you were option 1B here outside of Tyreek Hill or whoever, whichever wide receiver was healthy that day or checked into the game. You were option 2 here. Like, you're going to be option 3 or 4 in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, that new condo is going to look nice, though.
In Pittsburgh?
No, the one down here. He'll mourn his target loss. And
I hate that. Like, I feel like I'm trashing Jonnu Smith because I like Jonnu Smith. He's a good player, and he was obviously great for the Dolphins last year. But, I mean, one career year, and you're going to buy high on him like that? I mean, good luck in Pittsburgh. I hope it goes really well. I just have a hard time seeing him matching the production he had as a Dolphin.
He was on the Tron Armstead podcast. He said, you're always going to go where the most valued and where you're most valued and appreciated, and revealed that the trade stung. Quote, I felt like I was in a position and one of the key ingredients to helping this team succeed. And after the season ended, me and my agent, we were like, this is a no-brainer. Oh, these stupid ads on. We're going to be here forever, he said. And then, quote, eventually it came to a point in time when they told me they can't do it.
Yeah, I bet you feel like it's a no-brainer the season after you get 110 targets. I bet it feels that way.
If that was 3 years ago, he would have been in the pool with Waddle and Ramsey and all them getting upgraded. But it's just they overextended themselves financially. And I honestly believe Dolphins wanted to keep Jonnu, and then he threw that number out, 12, and now we can't give you 12.
Three times the money? Like, that's okay, a big commitment off of one career year.
Well, especially when you're paying Waddle, you're paying Tua, and you're paying Tyreek already on the offense. Like, you've got to just make some decisions. Hey, we've got our three offensive guys that are paid. We can't give another guy that type of money. It just doesn't make sense.
Listen, man, I've said it, and I like the kid. And, you know, just when this is my lead up to trashing somebody. Jalen Waddle's the one not holding up his end of the deal. Tyreek's getting to 1,000. Look at Jalen's numbers. Look at Jalen's production. When's the last big Jalen Waddle game? That's who's holding up all the money, to be honest, offensively.
Hold on. I remember distinctly last year talking about how when Tyreek Hill was out, Jalen Waddle did step up in those situations. He obviously had a down year last year. I'm not going to say that he didn't. But, I mean, he started the year with a 100-yard game, and that was one of two he had on the season. But I mean, I don't know how much you can really put on the skill guys while Tua was out, considering the guys throwing to them were Tim Boyle and Tyler Huntley and Skylar Thompson, and nobody could run the ball. Like, I don't know how much you can really put on those guys. I actually think Waddle is someone I'd rather build around than a guy like Tyreek Hill, if I'm being completely honest.
Ooh, he's younger. If you put him in that one spot, I would love to see it, but I just, it seems as if from his rookie year, and hell, counting pockets, from when he got paid, like you're saying, 200-yard games, that's not a $30 million receiver.
I mean, when people call the Dolphins offense claustrophobic when it was 2021, when they were going back and forth and Tua was dinking and dunking his way down the field to a great completion percentage, Waddle still had 100 catches and 1,000 yards in 2021. He had 75 catches and almost 1,400 yards in 22, and in 23 had another 1,000-yard season. Last year was obviously the worst of his career, but he played in 15 games, and the quarterback situation was a joke. I mean, Tyreek Hill didn't even get to 1,000 yards.
Yeah.
For many reasons, but
to me, the biggest knock on Waddle is that oftentimes he's injured late in the season. Like, that's been a reoccurring thing where Appel's right. Like, the production has been there. He was the first Dolphins receiver drafted by the team, I think, to get back-to-back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons to start his career. Like, the dude balled, and he's productive most of the time when he's out there, but come December, he's missing a game because of his shoulder. He's missing a game because of his hip. Like, he's dealt with a lot of injuries. We'll get back to that. We'll get back to that.
One quick note, though, because I just looked this up, and then we can move on. In games without Tyreek Hill, 17 games, 112 catches, almost 1,200 yards, and 8 touchdowns.
Yeah.
17 games. So basically a season's worth of games without Tyreek Hill, and he's still a 1,000-yard guy with 8 touchdowns.
Thanks for getting that in, Appel.
You're welcome.
I feel like that was needed.
It was.
That was really needed. No, that was needed.
Yeah. It was. You're welcome.
I'm a little sketchy on Waddle, but I said, Appel, you got some good points. I'm a little sketchy on it.
Well, we'll revisit that. We'll revisit that because I want to find my own numbers. Appel's doing research. I want to find my own numbers. all right, coming up in the next segment, by the way, your weather, it is raining in my area. I know it's been raining in most of South Florida. Hopefully for tomorrow, for July 4th, it clears up so we can all enjoy our barbecues. Coming up in the next segment, we're going to take a trip back into the archives. This is a segment you do not want to miss, I'm telling you. It is maybe the most controversial debate we've had this year on the show. Hawk and Crowder think microwaving beans is acceptable. And because today happens to be National Eat Your Beans Day, I thought it was very perfect to pull this bad boy out. Probably the only time we'll be able to play it. So we'll do a best of coming up in the next segment.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
If you're going to Rolling Loud tonight, make sure you drink a little hot cocoa before you go because it's chilly out.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
3 o'clock hour continues. Hey, tomorrow we're going to do a best of. So, Hawk, Crowder, myself, Jimmy, we're all off, but think of it like a midway point of 2025 best of. So all brand new best of bits, all brand new best of segments. Everything that is being played tomorrow happened this year and has not been played since it originally aired. So this is all fresh new content, and I've been putting it together the past day or so, and I think you're really going to enjoy it. So even if you can't listen live tomorrow, if you're off from work, it'll be uploaded on podcast, wherever you get your podcast, Odyssey app, obviously, like and subscribe to the Hockman and Crowder and Solana Show, Apple Podcast as well. And to give you a little primer, today's National Eat Your Beans Day. Typically, that is not something that anybody would care about. But for whatever reason, maybe the most controversial debate that I've gotten into with Hawk and Crowder in quite some time was about beans, funny enough. So this happened a couple weeks ago on the show, and Crowder, you're going to hear at the very beginning, Crowder brings up Boston baked beans. Hawk was kind of joking around about one of his old aunts who always had something in her bag. Crowder brings up Boston baked beans, and then we quickly realized, or I did, that Hawk and Crowder think it's acceptable to microwave beans that they purchase from a supermarket out of a can. And it leads to the three of us just yelling at each other. So here we go. The first best of the July 4th weekend, the great bean debate.
Do you have Boston baked beans?
Mm. I think we did. I think that's like, I think Boston baked beans, lemon heads. I think like the Junior Mints. I think those are like old candies.
Yeah, I love them. Boston baked beans is the nastiest thing ever created to humans, but lemon heads are nasty.
Boston baked beans are a candy?
Yeah, that's candy. You can get that at a movie theater.
Yeah. You ever had a Boston baked bean?
For a second, I'm like, I love baked beans. Like Bush's baked beans. Like, oh, delicious.
Lana,
Boston baked beans are candy.
No one loves baked beans.
Oh, I love baked beans, man. Like real baked beans, but Boston baked beans? The hell is that?
What do you mean? Like there's what real baked beans, the ones out of the can. Nobody really bakes a bean and makes it.
I don't like the way baked beans. My dad used to love baked beans. I do not like the way they look. They're brown. Look.
Hey, Juneteenth was yesterday. Now don't.
No,
do
but
that.
I love black beans. That's my favorite bean.
That's your favorite bean.
My Mount Rushmore of beans. Mm-hmm. Let me think about this. Black beans for sure. Mm-hmm. Are we considering like edamame? Is that or does it have to have bean in the title?
No, that's a soybean though, right?
Right, but does it have to have? So what would I say? Soybean then? Black bean? Soybean?
Yeah.
What do they make hummus with?
Chickpeas.
Chickpea. That's a pea.
Is that a bean?
What about the bean in Chicago?
Oh, the Chicago bean.
Man, that garbage ass nothing.
Yeah. Oh, and a coffee bean.
What about jelly bean?
Oh, Jimmy.
Jimmy.
I think jelly bean.
Jelly bean
knocked off.
That big dumbass mirror in Chicago.
I'm going to Chicago in a couple of weeks, and I want to go see the bean every day. We're staying in the suburbs, but I got to drive down just in the morning, see the bean, and I get back to the burbs.
Man, it pissed me off when we went up there with the family, and we went to the little park, and I'm like, "What is this? Is it? There's no. They need some bounce houses around it or something.
Bounce houses.
I do know it's a big mirror. I need." Something around it, a bar. There's it's
you don't
nothing.
Appreciate
it's
art. You don't have the mind to appreciate art.
Yeah.
It's a museum right next to it. I could walk up the museum and see art. Oh. This is a big mirror bean.
Uncultured.
Butterbean. Someone texted in. I love Butterbean.
Yeah. I love a boxer.
What about Mr. Bean?
I was never into Mr. Bean.
A rat race? You know, like is rat race?
I had never seen him. I've seen, you know, like I know who he is, but is he funny?
He's a moot.
Jack and the Beanstalk,
of course.
Dumb story.
Beanie Babies.
Oh, Beanie Babies.
I still know some dumbass adults that have those collected.
Well, listen, you don't want to give them up now. You don't sell low. I mean, you say you gotta wait till the market turns again.
She listens sometimes too. A big ass 400 little dolls sitting around the
house. My brother thought he was going to pay for his kids' college education with the Beanie Babies he had acquired.
My parents kept my sister's Beanie Babies. They have two boxes full of Beanie Babies with like the little TY logo still on them.
Yeah, those are probably worth thousands.
You got to make sure the tag is that little heart tag is still on the ear.
That's the tie Beanie Babies. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kobe Bean Bryant.
Ooh.
He knocks off.
Well, my favorite bean to eat is black beans. I could have black beans with every meal.
I don't tend to as well.
I love
just
snacking on edamame.
Pinto? You don't like pinto beans?
I don't know if I've ever had a pinto bean.
What do you mean?
You've had a pinto
like the maroon
bean.
Ones.
Maroon?
Aren't they kind of maroon?
Maroon?
Yeah.
That's red beans.
Yeah, red beans. Isn't that like a pinto bean?
No, pinto beans are tiny. They're little bitty bitty little beans.
Like a lentil?
Kind of like a lentil.
My wife bought lentils the other day. I didn't know what that was. I wouldn't even know where to find them. She's like, I'm going to make lentils. I'm like, if she told me it was in the detergent aisle, I would have been just as likely to look there. I don't understand what a lentil is.
It's like a small bean. When I think of like my childhood, like a homey meal, I think of lentil soup, lentejas con salchicha or con chorizo. cut up a couple sausages or chorizos.
So what does the lentil do in the soup, though? It gives it a little girth, like a little texture.
Right. And flavor.
It's the base of the soup.
Right.
Yeah, like sprinkles almost? They're like sprinkles for soup?
No, more flavor.
And but you have to cook them, right? It looks like almost like a rice.
No, it's not anything not like rice. It's
like
a bean.
Like tiny little beans.
Right, yeah. But it looks like come in the same bag as like a bag of rice.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you boil it?
Yeah, you got to boil it, and then you cook it down. So, you know, you kind of like boil the water out. So it
like
kind of
low
makes
the, on the floor.
Yeah.
Cook it on the floor.
No, not low on the floor.
What about like a legume? Is that the same as a lentil? Legumes?
I don't know these words.
Isn't a legume, isn't that like a type of vegetable or something?
Huh. I don't know.
Delon, I would expect you to eat a lot of soup as a kid. You look soupish.
Hey, Jimmy, call Publix and see what a legume is and where we would find one.
I love this game.
Let's get headlines real quick here for the 3 o'clock hour, brought to you by Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
Soybeans, peanuts, fresh peas, fresh beans are all legumes.
Oh. Kevin and Bean, someone texts in, legendary radio hosts in L.A.
Kobe got
beanbag chairs. Beanbag chairs.
Beanbag chairs.
They're always fun.
Billy Bean.
Billy Bean.
From Moneyball.
Moneyball.
This is a tougher list than I thought it'd be.
It really is. Oh, the vanilla bean, too.
Vanilla bean.
Oh,
wow.
My goodness.
Wow. There's no way. You can make a DQ Blizzard without a vanilla bean.
Yeah, there's no way that damn mirror in Chicago makes this list.
No, that's still up there.
No, it's not.
So uncultured, man.
Yeah.
So
uncultured. He just doesn't appreciate.
Nobody worried about that damn crap.
It's because he just doesn't appreciate art, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, big mirror bull's butt. It's ridiculous.
Some people just have an untrained eye. Hawk,
correct.
You know? This is the untrained eye.
I train my eye to look at a big bean in a mirror and say it's something special. It's a mirror style bean. It's ridiculous. It does nothing. It moves nowhere. It's silly.
So when you
Ticket Wizard says garbanzo bean is a chickpea.
Ooh, garbanzo bean.
Is that true? Is that a chickpea? So hummus is made with garbanzo beans?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if the Ticket Wizard knows much about.
I think he's right about that. Oh, I love a garbanzo bean.
A bad branding, right?
Garbanzo
like black bean. At least you're going for, you know, the race card or something. What are you trying to accomplish with garbanzo bean? It's like
he's
too
right.
Cutesy.
Yeah. Well, garbanzo, if it's chickpeas are delicious.
Mm. I love chickpeas.
Was Kobe
but I didn't realize. But I didn't realize that was a garbanzo bean.
Yep. I just looked it up. Garbanzo bean or chickpea?
Oh, lima bean.
Nobody.
Yeah, but
wants
what do you
it.
Do with a lima bean?
Well, you grow it, right? Like everybody did that in grade school.
No,
you learned
sprouts come out of it.
Yeah. Everybody did that. A little clear plastic cup. You put a
but
little.
Do you ever put it in anything? Does anyone eat lima beans,
bro? It's succotash, and I ate it as a kid, and I hate it.
Here we are back
corn
to the succotash conversation. Somehow it all comes back to succotash.
Done that show.
No. Don't bring up lima if we talk about beans because it gets me to a bad place mentally.
Somehow it all comes back to succotash or snickerdoodle. All washes out at the end.
What the damn succotash?
Soybean. I didn't know there were this many beans. And apparently peas are beans, by the way.
Oh, is that
I'm
so?
I'm learning this, yeah.
Well, then I got to go with mushy peas in London as my favorite bean.
Black eyed peas.
Oh, excellent songs.
Yeah. I was talking about the food.
There's a food?
Sam I Am. What's his name?
Yeah, Sam I Am.
Sam I Am.
So you go to Chipotle, Hawk. They say, hey, black or pinto. And you go black every single time. Every time.
Although I will tell you, if it's a sit-down Mexican restaurant and they say refried beans or black beans, I go with refried beans.
Oh, so good, man. No,
that little patty, that little mush patty.
It's a mush. It's just a pile of mush. I don't know why it's appealing, but something about refried beans, man.
So good, man. Oh.
There's a couple of like tortilla chips left on the table in the basket or whatever. You dip it into the refried beans. Holy mackerel. Are you kidding me? Yeah, we got to end this show.
Next time y'all go to Cuba and get that little pressed bread and put your little black beans inside the pressed bread. What? Little black bean taco? Oh, my goodness.
Talk to me. Are refried beans actually fried?
I believe they are. Yeah.
Because most fried things are crispy, no?
Yeah, the mushy, fried mushy. I don't think Solana knows.
I don't. Because every time I don't make refried beans. I just buy refried beans. They come in. It's actually very, very disgusting the way that I make them. Like, I buy them in a jar. You just kind of. It's just
right,
like
dog, it's dog food.
It's like it really does look like dog food out of a can.
I'm not refrying the beans.
Yeah, I love that though, man. Oof, so good. I eat beans with every meal. This is the best conversation I think my favorite conversation we've ever had on this show. Like, I've been prepared for this conversation my entire life.
Well, I don't think you have, because I think you thought refried beans were fried.
I think they are.
All right. Do you fry them when you prepare them?
I mean, technically, right? You put them on a pan to make it.
Do you
it.
Put them on a pan, or do you just nuke it right out of the can? No,
you can't nuke them.
Sure, that's, you can. What are you doing?
Bro, if you're nuking those things, like if you're taking that out of the jar, putting it onto a plate.
I nuke black beans all the time. I pour the black beans out of the can, the Bush's black beans out of the can, put them in the microwave, they're done.
Bro, that is insane behavior, man.
What do you mean?
They're already cooked.
They're already cooked. They're in the can.
Yeah, cook them again. Put them into a little pot or something and like add some spices in there. Like,
cook them again.
Make them delicious.
Hey, why would I cook it again?
Hey, Emeril Lagasse, we're just trying to get something in our stomach, okay?
Bro, you know what? You can't nuke beans. That's insane behavior, man.
What's the difference if I heat it up in the pot or in the microwave?
Because you're cooking it in the pot. You're not. You don't think of it as heating it up. You're cooking it. You know. You're adding. You're making it
in
with
the pot.
You're making it with love. You're literally making it with love. You nuke beans.
Of course.
Oh,
I mean, you could eat them right out of the can if you want. They're cooked.
Stop it.
You absolutely
can.
That's disgusting, man. That's disgusting.
They're room temperature. They're fine right out of the can.
And they're already seasoned.
No, they're not.
They sure are. Yes, if you buy the ones that are already seasoned.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The canned ones? You keep saying jar. Who buys beans in a jar anyway?
That is confusing to me. Your jar of refried beans. I gotta see this.
Nah, you get one for Christmas. Bro, you get either a saucepan or you get a, you know, like a normal skillet, and you put the beans in the saucepan or in the skillet or the refried beans in there. Add a little salt, a little pepper, maybe a little sazón completa, just a little bit.
But it really is seasoned. If you buy the seasoned ones, yeah. You buy the frijoles negros, and it's got seasoned. Like sometimes whatever. Like it's got all different types of seasonings on the cans. Like there's a whole bunch of different kinds that you can buy.
Yeah. The back doesn't say water, beans. It has all kind of seasoning and stuff inside. All you right. can read the ingredients.
All right. I'll go read it downstairs. I have like 17 different types of beans in my cabinet right now. I'll go check it out. But regardless, like I'm not saying you can't do it. I just think it's insane behavior.
But you're saying that as a source of pride that you have 17 cans of beans in your cabinet, but everybody does. Like it's an incredibly cheap thing to have.
I'm not saying it's a source of pride.
Well, no, you said it with a little bit of pride.
Like, I didn't say it with any
I'll
pride.
I'll tell you during the break because I've got 16, 17 cans of beans in my pantry.
I'm not saying it with any pride. I'm just telling you a fact. I love beans.
Sounded like there was a little bit of pride involved in that.
I eat a lot of beans. A lot of beans.
He'd like to go to the soup kitchen.
17 cans of beans. Honestly, you hand them a $20 bill, you're getting change.
They really are like 28 cents.
That's what I'm saying. It's not like this big source of pride to have a whole bunch of cans of beans.
Hey, Valentina, got the beans for the week. What?
Bro, eating those things out of the can or just putting them onto a plate and throwing them in the microwave is literally like, I don't know if I could do this show with you guys anymore. Len, take my name off the show, man.
I gotta know what you're doing to them, though. You're just sprinkling some saison on them. Like, I mean, honestly, how are you cooking preparing? Them. How are you preparing your can of beans, by the way? Not even like you're making, like, so you're buying the Bush's can of beans. But now you're putting your Salt Bay when it comes to your can of black beans.
Yes, you're cooking them. You have to cook
he
them,
puts
bro.
On an apron.
You guys can be honest. You guys can be honest. You've never actually cooked beans. You guys could tell me. It's okay. You've never actually cooked beans.
Cooking them is heating them up. They're cooked.
Yeah, right, out of a can. I've actually got the dry bean bags and put them in water and let them sit.
You can prepare beans. Right.
I'm talking about from the can.
They're cooked.
Warm them up.
Oh my God, man, that's disgusting, bro.
What do you do?
You cook like you. For example,
if you say "cook" one more time, I'm going to strangle you because they're cooked.
Okay, but Hawk, hold on. But we've established this. Hot dogs, at, you know, that you buy at Publix, they're cooked,
correct,
right? They're cooked,
right?
We know that they're cooked, but you can put two hot dogs on a plate, throw them into the microwave, and heat them up. You can do that,
right? Mm-hmm. Put them on the George Foreman grill.
But nobody is saying that's a better way to heat up or cook a hot dog than either putting them inside some water or putting them on a grill to eat them.
Inside water?
Yeah, you can boil hot dogs. You can boil.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about black beans.
No.
You add water
but
to
that's
your
black beans? All I'm asking is how, when you say cook, mm-hmm, you're still just talking about heating them up. Just
warming up existing cooked food.
No, I'm cooking it. I'm cooking those beans.
I don't
sure.
think you know what it means to cook
no,
something.
No, I think you guys just don't, for your entire life, have thought it's acceptable to put beans into the microwave. And I'm here to tell you both, like an eye-opening experience here, that is the wrong way to do this. That is disgusting behavior. So, both so of you.
But all you're so doing is heating them up. They're cooked.
You can call it heating up. You can call it cook. It doesn't really matter. I'm enjoying beans the way that they were meant to be eaten. You guys are... I don't know what you're doing.
Well, I'm asking you, what do you do?
Put some salt, put some pepper, a little adobo for sure. And then, you know, you let them heat
but,
up.
No, you can do that after you pull it out of the microwave. You could season them however you want. That's
just disgusting. Have to get it warm.
Disgusting. Nah,
when
disgusting.
You reheat pizza, you just cook the pizza?
Technically, yeah.
Hey, I'm going to cook a pizza.
And you'll just reheat some Domino's and you just cook pizza.
I want to talk Panthers. Can we get the headlines here?
Your weather from the DeBesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultation 24/7. Bro, you can add onions in there, peppers. Like,
yeah, you could do that to anything. They're already cooked. You right, can but, add whatever you want to anything.
Oh, no. I'm not disagreeing with you. But my point is, like, that's the right way to approach whatever you want to say, cooking or reheating beans. Not putting them on a plate and throwing them into a microwave, fellas. Like, come on. Show a little class here. That's disgusting.
Class? What are you You're eating about? Out of a can. What are you talking the about?
The bean is you know, it's a delicacy. Like, what are you guys doing here? You're pulling something out of a can. You're putting it on a microwave. That's
the classy can. That's what we're doing now.
That's disgusting, man.
It's just, you got a 78-cent can of black bean.
Show some class, Hawk.
Show some class. Put salt on it in a pot.
Scream out a word in Spanish. Sazon. Contempleta. It's canned beans.
92 degrees in Miami. That is your weather.
This guy's taking a jar of pinto beans, putting them in a deep fryer, and he's got refried beans.
I mean, bro, putting habichuelas onto a plate, warming them up in a microwave, nuking them. I would walk out of the house if somebody did that. I would not eat your beans. I would not eat your bean, Crowder.
What do you got to put in it? Rambonginga.
You know what it is, though? We have noticed this over the years. So, Lana, I think he's gone through life. No one calls him out on his nonsense. And so when he says, I'm cooking beans tonight, and he literally opens up a can of beans and puts them in the pot. Which, because we had black beans last night, our microwave is broken. So Lori, but it was no different than when we nuked the black beans.
It was no different.
A thousand percent.
Those are the best beans you've ever eaten. I'd put money on it. Best beans.
They're
best
just
homemade
hot.
Beans.
They're just hot.
Those are homemade. You had homemade beans for the first time in your life, Hawk. I'm happy for you. Those are the best beans you've ever had.
Yeah, they're throwing some what?
They just found that it was easier to let Solana just say whatever he wanted than to point it out every time that he said something. So even Valentina, when I'm sure he says to Valentina, you know what? I'm going to cook beans for us tonight. She probably rolls her eyes. Okay, Alex, cook beans for us tonight.
She can watch Love Island without right.
And then her friend, she's talking to her mom, and she's like, yeah, he's salting some black beans out of the can again. Oh, this is so good.
Deflect, because you two have eaten some grimy-ass, disgusting, bland-ass beans for your entire life. That's fine. You guys deflect. Go ahead.
What should I put in my next can of beans?
I buy more expensive cans of black beans than you do.
But you microwave them. Like, oh, that's disgusting, man. Oh,
I mean, have you ever microwaved soup?
No.
Well, so what do you put in the microwave?
Do you have a microwave?
Leftovers. That's it. Like, leftovers.
So already cooked food.
Yeah.
You heat up in the microwave?
It's different.
No, it's not different. It's exactly the same thing.
Leftovers. Beans out of already a can aren't food. Leftovers. They're not leftovers.
They're leftover from the factory that made them.
I'm not doing that. No, I'm not doing that.
They're cooked.
Okay.
Making it in the pot instead of the microwave is cooking it.
No, I just think it's the right way to prepare them.
You put on an apron and a hat, a chef's hat, to put your beans in the pot.
I might.
Hey, Guy Fieri, I need some of your beans.
He puts his phone on Do Not Disturb, stands over the pot. Solana, did you get a chance during the break to discover the ingredients of a can of beans?
I don't have any beans in my house right now.
So Valentina snuck and ate all 17 cans.
Yeah. Huh. I don't know.
Did you check under the kayak?
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
I love the colonoscopy.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.